For 3 decades, Colombian sculptor Doris Salcedo has been paying tribute to the victims of violence, from the disappeared of South America to those killed by gunfire in Chicago. Now she's turned the third floor of a Harvard art museum into a kind of public memorial. Sarah Birnbaum paid a visit.
First thing that strikes me when I walk into the gallery is the hush. The lights are dim. I wince whenever I walk because the walls throw back the echo of my footsteps. Alone in the middle of the room are 2 pieces of what the artist calls dysfunctional furniture. Imagine 2 cabinets or hutches like where you'd store dishes. They're pushed over onto their side and piled one atop the other and fused together. A long wooden kitchen table stabs into the cabinets and then juts out the side. The place where the shelves are supposed to go is filled with cement. Mary Schneider Enriquez is the curator of the exhibit. She says when you look at these sculptures, you get a deeply unsettled feeling.
Why would there be cement inside of a bureau? And why would these pieces of furniture be kind of spliced together in a way that is not real? It's a completely kind of irrational and disturbing way, you know? And that all conjures up the sense that something tragic happened.
The artist, Doris Salcedo, started making these sculptures in the late 1980s. At that time, her native Colombia was in the midst of its long civil war. Murder and kidnapping were rampant. Tens of thousands of people were abducted. I walk around the exhibit with Colombian graduate student Angelica Maria Sanchez. These sculptures make me think of a home transformed from a safe space into a danger zone. Sanchez says she sees something else.
How heavy pain can be is how I interpret it, and heavy by the fact that it's cement.
Sanchez says her family knows that pain. Violence drove her grandfather, mother, and aunts from their home in the countryside to the outskirts of the city of Cali. Like all her friends in Colombia, Sanchez grew up hearing stories of trauma.
My mom and my aunts seeing like dead people floating down the river, and things that you see but you don't want to share with, things that you have to live with but like kind of secret. But always a lot of violence involved and a lot of bodies being hurt.
Sanchez stares at the cement-choked furniture in front of us.
When you have this kind of table, like something like pushed through the cement, but the idea is like that table has to continue working as a table anyway. So you can lose your mom, you can lose your dad, you can lose your family. You have to continue pushing and going on.
The artist, Doris Salcedo, didn't lose a family member in Colombia's long war, but she sits with survivors for days and hears their stories.
I try to place myself in the center of that person and in a way empty myself of everything that I could feel or desire or anything, and try to put that person in my center.
In the beginning of her career, Salcedo's art was focused on the war in Colombia, but since the late 90s, her work has expanded to address violence in other parts of the world. A couple of years ago, Salcedo proposed a tribute to young people killed by gunfire in Chicago. She wanted to construct a plaza on the grounds of a former housing project. Drops of water would come from the ground and gradually spell out the names of gun victims. If someone walks through the plaza, the water would be swept away, but then the droplets would form again into names. Salcedo says it's about our short memory.
If there is a massacre in the States, then you remember the victims for, I don't know, a week or a month or whenever, until another massacre comes, and then we tend to forget the previous victims and start remembering the most recent ones.
Ultimately, Salcedo didn't get the funding or community support to construct the memorial in Chicago, so she's building a similar structure in Madrid. And instead of honoring gun victims, it will honor asylum seekers who have drowned in the Mediterranean. But whether her gaze is on Europe or Chicago or Colombia, her aim is the same.
With my work, I'm trying to actually articulate what violence has taken away from these victims. Violence take away language, take away the possibility of narrating, of telling a story. And art, on the contrary, it's a language. It's creating a language. And it's giving form, and it's giving meaning, and it's giving dignity back.
For The World, Sarah Birnbaum, Cambridge, Massachusetts.